Hi, this is Jake Shimabukuro, and you're listening to Classical IPR, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hola, mi nombre es Sabrina, tengo 15 años, y estás escuchando Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Muchas gracias, Sabrina. That was Sabrina introducing Kids Commute in Spanish. We would love for you to introduce Kids Commute in any language you like. You can find the script at our website, kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. Welcome to an all-new week on IPR's Kids Commute, and we'll start a new Quizlet after the music. This week, we are looking at the work of a very talented composer who was only famous, really, because her brother was famous. We're talking about the composer Fanny Mendelssohn, and she was the sister of the famous composer Felix Mendelssohn. She was born in 1805 in Germany. Now, not a lot is known about Fanny Mendelssohn's childhood, just that she was very smart and started learning piano along with her brother when she was 11 years old. Her mom, actually, was the one who taught them. Well, she was very talented. She quickly went beyond where her mother could teach, so her parents started getting her better teachers. Well, by the time she was 14 years old, Fanny could play all of Bach's preludes and fugues from memory. And by the time she was 19, she started composing her own music. But it was largely performed in the home for family and close friends of family. Her first pieces were for solo piano. Here is one of her earliest published pieces. Now here's the thing. In the 19th century, when Fanny was born, it was hard for women to be composers. There were only certain genres or types of music that it was considered okay for them to write. She wasn't allowed to write anything big and manly, like a symphony, but she was allowed to write little chamber pieces or home music, things that you could play at home with your own family, with your own piano or violin or cello or whatever you had around. Today we'll focus on music written for solo piano from a song cycle, which is a group of songs that she wrote called Das Jahr, The Year. She was inspired to write it after spending a year traveling through Italy with her husband, the artist William Hensel. And in fact, the music was written on tinted sheets of paper, and her husband illustrated them and wrote a short poem to go with each. Here is October of Das Jahr, The Year. Our pianist is Sarah Rothenberg.
Thank you.
Pianist Sarah Rothenberg performed October, some hunting music by Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel. We're including her piano piece for November in this week's Maya Mix, and you can find that on our website on Friday. All right, kids commuters, it is time now to start our new Quizlet for the week. All week long, we're going to ask you this question, and if you get the answer right, we'll send you a little prize, give you a shout-out on the air, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize of 50 packets of applesauce from our friends at Go-Go Squeeze. By the way, big-time congratulations in order. We had our big grand prize drawing on Friday, and Mario, Hector, and Catherine in Traverse City were our big winners of Go-Go Squeeze this month, so congratulations. Hope you like applesauce, because there's a whole bunch coming your way. Now, kids commuters, here is the question. Famous brothers Orville and Wilbur did something that literally changed the world. What are they famous for? And extra credit, what was their last name? What did Orville and Wilbur, famous brothers, what did they do that changed the world? Do you know the answer? If you know it right now, send it to us in a text message to area code 231-237-7482. If you don't know yet, that's okay. It's a tricky one. We'll have some hints coming your way throughout the week. That's it for today's Kids Commute. Congrats again to Mario, Hector, and Catherine. We'll learn more about Fanny Mendelssohn starting tomorrow. I'm Kate Botello. Have a terrific day.
Interlochen Public Radio.